For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This is Christina. She fell in love with
Mark.
Despite being in love with Mark, Christina also found she had eyes for other men.
I kept cheating so much and I just couldn't stop.
Rather than let the cheating break the pair up, they decided to explore new experiences as a couple.
I just said, let's try this swinging thing.
Another fantastic entry in the Love Don't Judge series. Is it just me or is almost every one of these videos trying to normalize pathological relationships? Check this out. I'm in love with my son's friend. Or how about this? I first met my fiance when I picked him up from prison. And how about, I'm a teen mom and pregnant with my third child. These are all super inappropriate, and there are way more examples than that of truly trying to normalize pathological relationships. I mean, in this one, the husband even said he wasn't okay with it.
When I found out, it was very devastating for me, because at that time, I could have been monogamous with her the rest of my life, because I loved her like that. I was heartbroken, to say the least, about it, because I started thinking, oh, maybe I'm not good enough for her.
This seems like a perfectly normal and reasonable response. Actually, a better response would have been to dump her instantly. There should be a zero-tolerance policy for cheating. If you don't feel like you're in a position to stand up for yourself like that, then you need to spend more time self-improving so that you're more valuable and have more options.
It was hard for him to accept that, like, that I was only in love with him and only wanted to be with him forever, but yet wanting other men.
That was tough.
A little while for you to like really comprehend that.
Wait, what? Look how she said that last part. The way this comes off is, my husband is just so stupid. Why can't he comprehend that it's good to be cheated on? Yeah, he really must have some backwards beliefs if he thinks that cheating is wrong.
It was tough at first, but now I get it, and I'm totally on board, and I love it now.
Jeez, someone should introduce this guy to Jack Murphy. I think they would be very good friends. But maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe his wife Christina has her reasons. Let's hear her out.
Yeah, so I've struggled with monogamy my whole life. Ever since I was a little girl and had boyfriends in grade school, I would have multiple boyfriends at the same time. And then I cheated on him with like four guys. I was always open and honest about it. And just monogamy's not natural for me.
Oh wow, that totally changes things. You see, she was honest about her bad behavior, which makes it okay. I've struggled with monogamy my whole life. Okay, she's struggling, which means that's a pathological behavior she would like to control but can't. Worse, she's finding ways to justify that behavior instead of fixing it. What people don't seem to realize is that out-of-control pathological behaviors come from negative childhood experiences. They aren't just some quirky personality type you have, like Christina is suggesting. Things you experience as a child get amplified exponentially by the time you become an adult, and kids who don't get treatment will follow the behavior modeled by their parents, whether they want to or not. So when you're trying to discover why you're doing something that you're doing, you look back into the past to figure out where you learned it. If someone has a problem with cheating, it's probably because one or both of their parents was a cheater. I noticed that they only showed her mother in this video, which means she likely comes from a broken family. So let me just say that this stuff doesn't just come from nowhere. When people encourage broken families and single motherhood, this is how those people's kids end up. You have a guy who can't set boundaries by telling this chick no, and you have a woman who is a terrible relationship partner. Worse, she is spreading this pathology to other people like a virus by promoting it on the internet, trying to normalize it, and making it look like a positive thing.
So we've been together for 17 years, and we've been married for 15 years.
We did meet when we were younger in school. I actually had a crush on her. I tried to touch her, she just totally dissed me. So that just made me want her so much more. And then later on in our 21, 22, we ended up meeting at the bar, and things just kind of went from there.
Yeah, we are soulmates. We finish each other's sentences from like day one.
We're so happy. We're soulmates and we finish each other's sentences from like day one. No, I believe I said this in a different video about Truly, but this is someone who is very unhealthy, trying to appear healthy, but she has no idea what good mental health looks like. So she just says a bunch of things that don't make sense. If you guys are soulmates and finished each other's sentences from like day one, then why did you diss him when he first tried to get with you in high school? If you're this perfect fit, then why do you cheat on him? Also, pro tip, if you want a terrible relationship, then chase after someone who doesn't want you. Christina didn't change her mind when she got older. She still doesn't respect Mark, and she still engages in behavior that's hurtful to him, so she still doesn't want him. Do you want to know why a lot of you have bad relationships? It's because you keep chasing people who don't care about you. Then people like Mark will play mental games with themselves and say, "I'm doing this because I love her." Love is a two-way street. If someone isn't showing you that they feel the same way with their behaviors, then that's not love, that's an obsession. Mark's relationship with Christina is an example of what that kind of obsession leads to. Speaking of playing mental games with yourself, listen to this.
But the pair found that their new relationship choices were not received well by friends and family.
How terrible. I'm abusing my partner and people are mad at me for it. Well, what did you expect? I've watched a bunch of these Truly videos and the people always like act surprised that others would have things to say about their bad choices. Look at this one.
This is 40-year-old Tanya. She fell in love with 22-year-old Josue. The couple met through Tanya's son, sparking much controversy about their age gap relationship.
Yeah, because that's creepy and weird. Even if you guys met as adults, that's your son's friend, and this is a pretty big boundary violation.
This is Erica. She fell in love with Austin. When Erica first met Austin, he was serving a 7-year prison sentence for assisting an armed robbery. And Erica's choice of partner wasn't what her family had in mind for her either.
This guy assisted an armed robbery and was sentenced to 7 years, which probably means he had priors. Could it be that your family is trying to protect you? You know, like good family members should be doing? By the way, this woman also has a young kid she brings this guy around, so you can tell that she makes smart choices. Anyway, let's hear about some of the negative feedback that Christina got.
Our family and friends, they basically all found out that we were swingers through TikTok. The only one that didn't was my mom and my brother. I had had those conversations with them. The rest of the family we knew would be judgmental. So yeah, they found out on TikTok, and basically what they did was go around to everybody else and talk about us behind our back, but never saying things to our face.
Never once came up.
Never once has one of our friends of 26 years said, "I saw that you guys were swingers and I accept you for it."
Okay, so they went to Christina's mom and brother because she knew that they wouldn't say anything critical about their life choices. The perfect sign of a mentally healthy person. Actively avoiding criticism from people who might just be trying to help them. This is a red flag, people. If you know someone who does this, it's probably not a good idea to be around them. She literally said at the end of that clip that she didn't want friends who don't blindly support whatever bad decision she's making. Also this.
They all want to follow my TikTok, but yet you've been my best friend for 26 years. You've ghosted me. You don't talk to me. You don't answer my texts, but you think that you're going to follow me on TikTok? No, I'm going to block you.
I'm going to talk crap behind her.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And then talk crap behind our backs. That's what they do. It's been difficult because it's shown us who our real friends are.
Why would you brag about how awful your friends are? You do know that publicly crapping on your friends reflects back poorly on you, right? You were the one who chose to be friends with them, and you're basically admitting that you can't pick proper people to be around you. I don't know who these friends are, but I can imagine that based on how Christina behaves, that she is crapping on them because they pointed out that she was being abusive. By the way, making you aware of your bad behaviors is something that real friends do. But evil is in the eye of the beholder, so bad people are going to see good people as evil. In fact, one of the signs that you're a good person is when evil people think you're evil. It's actually a requirement of being good because the only reason they're calling you that is because you stood up to them. You cannot call yourself good if you're not willing to take a stand against bad people.
For me, it was just, I just desired to be with other men. And then I would feel super guilty about it. And I've done it with every relationship.
Really? Does anyone in her life fall for this stuff? Of course you feel guilty because you're doing something wrong and destructive to your relationship. This is like her saying, yeah, I used to always steal money from my friends, but then I explained to them that's just how I am, so now I don't feel bad. Oh, and anyone who has anything to say against that will be labeled toxic.
Swinging has changed our lives for the best. I mean, not only are we happier, we're healthier, mentally, physically. We don't allow toxicity in our life. Right. We only allow positivity in our life.
We're active all the time.
There's another one of those platitudes from someone who is pretending to be healthy when she's actually not. We don't allow toxicity in our life. We only allow positivity. You can't just avoid the negative. Bad things are going to happen to you whether you want them to or not, and ignoring those things will make your life worse. Speaking of...
I try to be monogamous. I am not the happiest person in the world. I'm kind of, like, bitchy, so...
You are very bitchy, yeah.
This is like a drug addict saying, yeah, I get really angry when I don't use. But what a shock. She's not a happy person. Which is a strange thing for her to say because the whole point of this video was to talk about how great open relationships are. Could it be that open relationships actually make people miserable, which is why her husband was mad about it initially and why everyone in her prior friend group was discouraging it?
So we're going to go TikTok live. We are going to see if our viewers have any questions.
Oh, that's right. She's a TikToker. Everything makes sense. For those of you who don't know how public relations works, the whole reason she's doing this documentary is to promote her TikTok channel. You can also notice that her and Mark are virtue signaling with his rainbow-colored t-shirt and her rainbow-colored belt. They wore that stuff for a reason. Anyway, the best way to promote is to produce some sort of content that people find interesting and then casually mention that you have a TikTok so that they search for you. I know that's what they're doing because I do it all the time. Like I'll make some commentary on society and then casually mention that I found the source material for that while I was using my Twitter account. It's better than just blatantly promoting, and it's less self-serving because you're taking the time to provide the audience with interesting material. The best example of advertisers getting this right that I can think of is a Japanese candy commercial that created a full-on drama to sell their product. Watch these YouTubers react to it. They are dying to try the candy by the end of it.
Do you, like, really want to try this gummy at this point?
Yes.
Because I definitely do.
But whether this will actually be effective with Mark and Christina still remains to be seen. it doesn't always work. For example, this Truly video was so poorly received that they had to disable the likes and dislikes, and all the comments were pretty exclusively against Christina. As a result, it appears that Christina's TikTok has been deleted. It's unfortunate because I would really like to have seen what was there. Her husband has a TikTok, but all he does is lip sync and write dumb captions. Fortunately, Truly recorded Christina making a TikTok video so we can see what her content used to be like.
Hello, TikTok Live. How are my people doing? All right, so let's take some questions.
So he said, do either of you get worried about liking it better with someone else?
Did anyone notice that Mark is situated behind her here like he is a lesser person? As in, like, Christina doesn't respect him at all? You know, it is possible to put your phone camera back a little further so both of you fit in the frame while sitting side by side. This isn't the only example. Take a look at this photo they picked to show Truly. Christina is more centered to signify that she's more important. Notice that she's not only in front of Mark again, but she's also fully lit. See how there aren't any shadows on her face, but when you look at Mark, the right half of his face is darkened out? I'll give you one more. In these shots where they're sitting next to each other, her and Mark are holding hands, but she is wrapped around him with both arms, pulling him in, which is a dominant position.
It's ridiculous how, like, nervous I get about going TikTok live. 27,000 of my followers are on right now, which is pretty good for 10:30 a.m.
Hashtag humble brag. So next, Mark and Christina are going to answer some questions from their TikTok followers. The first question is something I already showed. The person asked about her liking a swinging partner more than Mark. Here is Christina's answer.
All right, so let's take some questions.
So he said, do either of you get worried about liking it better with someone else?
We don't get worried about that. We have a very secure relationship. We've been together for 17 years. And that's also where, like, the communication comes in when you're a swinger. You want to communicate all the time. If those feelings even start to happen, if, like, feelings that are more than just having a crush on somebody starts to happen, you need to talk to your spouse about that.
So she starts off by saying that she doesn't feel like she would ever like someone better, but then she says she would like someone better? Somehow, simply telling her husband that she likes someone more than him exonerates her. Well, then we know what the real answer is. The answer is she does feel like that sometimes, and that's exactly why open relationships are pathological, especially when kids are involved. Kids need to be in a stable environment, and they cannot be in a place where their parents are constantly changing partners. Kids attach to their caretakers, and having a revolving door of caretakers when you grow up will cause you to develop some pretty severe psychological issues. The most fortunate part of this documentary is that it looks like Christina and Mark were smart enough to not have kids. Both of them are close to 40, and I believe on Mark's TikTok, she said that she didn't have a uterus and he got a vasectomy. Thank you, I appreciate your service. Anyway, back to the open relationship part. If someone brings up the threesome question or offers to bring other people into their relationship, you can make your own decisions, but know that when a question like that is asked, the person who asked it is checked out and the relationship is over. Okay, next question.
So do you ever get jealous? Somebody said. I don't get jealous. I have had like two instances where I've gotten irritated, but not jealous. I am very secure in our marriage.
I don't get jealous, but I get irritated. How is that not the same thing? If you're irritated because Mark is with someone else, that's called jealousy. She must have graduated with a degree in gaslighting because she is a professional.
And I'll let Mark answer if he gets jealous or not.
At the time that I got jealous, she actually had a side piece and mine
Two
was
of them.
Kind of like ghosting me and acting a little crazy. And so I just cut it off with her. So I had no side piece, but she did. And it kind of made me a little bit jealous.
So Mark said he gets jealous and then she brags about how many guys she was with. Actually, I was with two guys, not just one. Get it right? Of course, earlier, she said that she was secure in her relationship. Mark is a total pushover who will let her get away with anything. You can also notice that Mark doesn't have the most confident voice.
I try to be monogamous. I am not the happiest person in the world. I'm kind of, like, bitchy, so.
You are very bitchy, yeah.
He doesn't know how to project his voice properly. You can even see it in the audio waves. Christina's audio is, like, several times louder than Mark's. Now, if you speak like this, you can actually fix it. Obviously, I don't know all the answers to having a perfect voice, but I do know how to solve this particular problem. If you go back to videos I made more than a year ago, you can hear quite the difference in my voice. The way you fix a weak voice is to first sit up or stand up straight. Bad posture makes it more difficult to project your voice. Next, this is going to sound a little weird, but you want to imagine that your voice is coming from your chest area. It's hard to explain, but you can play with your voice a little bit by focusing on different areas like your chest, your throat, or your face. Pulling your voice from your chest area will create a more resonant, confident-sounding voice. Last, you push your abdominal muscles in as you speak to create power. It takes practice, but you can actually fix this problem quite quickly once you're aware of it.
We've been hooking up with unicorns our whole relationship, though. So a unicorn is a single female that hooks up with couples, and we don't have relationships with these unicorns because we're not polyamorous. It's purely hookup stuff.
Wait, two girls and one guy? Never mind, I was wrong the whole video. Jokes aside, there is another big reason why these two are behaving this way, outside of avoiding their issues. There's a saying that I'm sure you've all heard by now, which goes like this. The devil makes work for idle hands. That's a very true statement. People who don't have goals or aren't working towards something will get depressed, they'll start doing drugs, they'll commit crimes because it doesn't matter, or they'll do all sorts of bad things. When people have a purpose or a cause that's greater than themselves, they'll start to align themselves and modify their character to achieve it. A lot of people's cause is their kids, and what keeps them in line when they may be having trouble with their partner is things like, I couldn't cheat on my husband because it would devastate my kids. Because really, if you cheat, you aren't just saying that you don't care about your partner, you're also saying that you don't care about your kids. These causes and goals are important because they keep you on your best behavior, and you really don't want to be in a long-term relationship with someone who is not motivated by some sort of higher goal or purpose to keep them in line. I certainly use this stuff to keep myself in line. I'm a YouTuber. I could be super degenerate if I wanted to because I'm my own boss. Imagine being able to work whatever schedule you want and having no real obligations. That's a breeding ground for addiction. But I don't let myself succumb to that because it would be a slap in the face to the people who watch this channel. In fact, not only do I have to stray away from pathological behaviors, but I also have an obligation to be the best version of myself so that other people copy my example and better themselves too. You need some sort of purpose like that in your life, especially if you feel aimless and unable to motivate yourself. It's hard to find motivation without a defined goal. Take some time to think about it. Preferably, this is some big goal that will take decades to finish, or maybe it's so big that it cannot be accomplished in one lifetime. Like how people in the past would build these massive structures where they would die before it was complete. Think of it as like a gift to the next generation. But that's enough for this video. If you liked it, hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, comment and share. If you would like to support this channel, then you can do so with PayPal, Patreon, or Subscribestar. You can find all of those links in the description. Last, don't forget to check me out on Twitter, Rumble, and Odyssey. You can also find those links in the description. Otherwise, thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.